This is a Cato Special Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. Joe Biden is hoping that he can keep several Central American countries from openly defying U.S. wishes as they talk about ending the Washington-led war on drugs. Juan Carlos Hidalgo, policy analyst for Latin America at the Cato Institute, comments.
Well, this is not the first visit of a high-ranking official from the U.S. government to Central America in the last couple of weeks. Last week, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano visited the president of El Salvador and the president of Costa Rica. And it's pretty clear that there is concern in the Obama administration about the proposal of President Otto Pérez Molina from Guatemala to legalize drugs, which was initially well received in Central American capitals, and that has led to Janet Napolitano's visit. And now Joe Biden, who is visiting Mexico and Honduras, and he will meet with several Central American presidents. And of course, the issue of drug legalization will be on top of his agenda in Central America.
What is he going to advocate?
Well, the Obama administration has been quite clear that they oppose any discussion of drug legalization in Central America or Latin America. I think they want to prevent this proposal from Guatemala to become more popular in other parts of Latin America. As I said previously, the president of Colombia has been very clear that he will support drug legalization in case that there is a consensus worldwide. And recently, the government of Uruguay said that they were very enthusiastic about having a debate on decriminalizing drugs, including cocaine and heroin. So obviously, I think the Obama administration wants to put down this fire that is beginning to take place in Central America and try to convince or try to exert some pressure in Central American countries that there's no room to debate drug legalization, at least for now.
What pressure can the United States apply? Money has been traditionally the method by which the United States has cajoled these Latin American countries into sort of fighting Washington's war on drugs.
You used to have trade sanctions. Prior to CAFTA and other free trade agreements, the United States could threaten these countries with trade retaliation or suspending some of the many benefits, commercial benefits that they derive from unilateral trade agreements. But now that these countries have free trade agreements such as NAFTA or CAFTA or the FTAs with Colombia and so on, trade sanctions are out of the table. However, there are other ways that Washington can exert pressure, especially in Central American countries. One example is the temporary protective status of a program, which is a migratory program granted by the Department of Homeland Security to the citizens of countries who have suffered from natural disasters or civil wars and that are here in the United States. It grants certain migratory benefits to these people. Well, El Salvador, for example, is one of the countries that has been benefited from the TPS since 2001. It has been constantly renewed. It's up for renewal next year. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that initially the president of El Salvador endorsed the proposal from Otto Pérez Molina, the president of Guatemala, to debate drug legalization. But after the visit of Janet Napolitano to San Salvador, he quickly backtracked and he said that he opposes drug legalization. The TPAs also benefits citizens from Honduras and Nicaragua. So I think that that's a way where Washington can still exert some pressure on Latin American countries, at least here in Central America, that they're not supposed to endorse the proposal from the president of Guatemala.
President Funes, though, has had endorsed only debating the issue of drug legalization, correct?
Yes, but he was enthusiastic about it, about the idea. And initially it was reported that he favored the discussion indeed and that he saw that drug legalization was a viable alternative to the drug war. However, the tone changed dramatically after the visit of Janet Napolitano. And he said that he totally opposes drug legalization and that because it threatens the well-being of children and, you know, the usual political speech of against drug legalization. The president of Costa Rica, Laura Chinchilla, has also endorsed the idea of having a debate on drug legalization. However, high-ranking officials from her administration have said that they oppose legalization, which I think will be, in the end, the prevailing attitude of her government towards this issue.
The United States, at some point, there's only so much money that the United States can give to these countries for it to continue to be worth it for them to support American-driven policies in the United States, which, if you could pick, are there countries that are especially paying a high cost and are likely to receive no more than a few billion dollars in benefits? Are there any particular countries that are supposedly like dominoes waiting to fall in ending the drug war?
It makes no sense whatsoever to support this war on drugs in exchange for aid from the United States. Under the Plan Mérida, which is this plan where the Obama administration, the U.S. government is giving money to Mexico and Central American countries to battle drug cartels, we're talking about $1.4 billion divided between Mexico and seven Central American countries, which in the end amounts to just a few hundred thousand dollars of worth of aid, in exchange for continuing a war on drugs that is not only costing the lives of tens of thousands of people in Mexico and Central America, but it's also costing the economies of these countries a great deal. Violence in El Salvador costs approximately 12% of the GDP per year, according to some estimates by the UN. And this is the story with Guatemala and Honduras, too. So it doesn't make sense whatsoever for these countries to prefer continuing this war on drugs in exchange for peanuts from Washington.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is a policy analyst for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at elcato.org and cato.org.